In this bulletin, Victoria records less than 50 new coronavirus cases and another 9 deaths. British police search for a suspect involved in a series of stabbings in Birmingham. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic disqualified from the US Open. Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. Victoria has recorded 41 new cases of coronavirus, plus another 9 deaths, just a day after its roadmap out of restrictions was unveiled. The state has reported 675 fatalities, and nationally, more than 760 people have died from COVID-19. Premier Daniel Andrews says the state is gaining a sense of control, but the effects need to be long-lasting.
This strategy is working. The sacrifices that we are making, all of us, are worth something. I want that to count, and that's why we simply can't open up as quickly as everyone would like us to.
Meanwhile, in New South Wales, there have been 4 new cases, including one in hotel quarantine. And Victoria's medical chief, Brett Sutton, is defending the state's handling of the crisis after criticism of the health department's response and the release of a plan to ease restrictions. The Premier announced Stage 4 lockdown will continue for an extra 2 weeks, with some rule changes from late September, such as a later curfew and childcare reopening. Business groups are upset many shops will stay shut until October, and there are concerns that case numbers must drop below 5 new infections on average to move to that phase. Chief Health Minister Officer Brett Sutton says it's important cases get down to a point where they can be sustained long term. And the federal government expects a COVID-19 vaccine could be made available throughout next year if medical trials are successful. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is announcing 2 deals worth $1.7 billion, which include a Queensland-designed vaccine. The government already signed a letter of intent with the University of Oxford for an agreement with the UK drug company AstraZeneca. It's being reported almost 85 million vaccine doses could be produced, mostly in Melbourne. Let's see what's happening overseas now. And the UK government admits a big jump in daily COVID-19 infections is concerning after a record daily total of almost 3,000 on Sunday. Like other European countries, case numbers are rising as societies start to reopen and 2 new deaths are being reported in the UK. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock says an increase in cases among young people is driving the higher figures. More than 41,000 people have died in the UK from COVID-19.
The first line of defence is that people should follow social distancing. We've also got the testing and the tracing, and they're happening at record rates. We can use and we will use local lockdowns if that's what's necessary.
And still in the UK, British police have intensified their search for a man who randomly attacked people in the city of Birmingham, killing 1 and injuring 7 others. Detectives have deployed extra resources to try to locate the male suspect as they investigate the motive for the stabbing on Sunday. Police have released video footage of a man who is of interest to them. Demonstrators have marched through the streets of Minsk, demanding Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko quit as they dispute the election results. Mr. Lukashenko has been in power since 1994, but protest action against his re-election has been growing because voters say the poll is rigged. Authorities detained at least 100 people on Sunday, but this demonstrator says the action will continue until Belarusians see change.
I disagree with the declared election results. I support all the protesters. I am for freedom and democracy. I want to live in a happy and free state, and I will keep coming here until we retrieve our rights.
To the United States, and hundreds of people have been flown to safer ground in response to a wildfire burning at a California national forest. On Sunday afternoon, crews managed to contain the blaze, but authorities say they're preparing for critical fire weather. There are other fires burning across the state, including in the San Bernardino and San Diego counties of California. Camper Caitlin Meek says it's been a scary experience.
Yeah, it's been a mess. Drive 1 minute you're just sitting at camp, and then the next you're driving through flames trying to save everything, you know, and get to the lake just so that we can get away from the fire and make sure that we are in it.
In tennis, and Serbian star Novak Djokovic says he's sorry for the stress he caused to line judge who was hit with a ball, triggering his disqualification. During his match against Pablo Carreño Busta of Spain, the top seed hit the ball and the line person fell on court. Djokovic's opponent, Carreño Busta, says he didn't witness the moment the tennis official was injured, but he's expressed a sense of shock. Let's see what the weather's doing across the country today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, a top of 19. A windy day for Adelaide, sunny and 31. Sunny and windy as well in Melbourne, 24 degrees. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 22. It's sunny in Canberra, 20 degrees. Much the same for Wollongong, 21. Similar conditions in Sydney, 22. The same for Newcastle. In Brisbane, a couple of showers, 23. Showers as well in Cairns, 29. In Darwin, sunny and 36 degrees. And don't forget, for all the latest news in depth, visit the SBS podcast page. I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.